Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 8, verse 78. Jata jata stane sava parshada janmila, alpe alpe sabe navadvipere aila. All of Lord Chaitanya's associates, who took birth in different places, gradually came to Navadvip to join him. Jata jata stane sava parshada janmila. Samparishad means the associates of the Lord. It says, in different stans, in different places, in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's purport, in order to reveal that the Supreme Lord and His associates are not bound by material time, place, and circumstances, the devotees of Lord Chaitanya take birth in various castes, various countries, and various times. Wherever, whenever, and in whatever circumstances they are born, they are eagerly engaged in the service of Sri Chaitanya Dev, the Absolute Truth. Text 79. That's a very interesting verse. He's saying that in different times, of course, now the time we're speaking of is 500 years ago. Lord Chaitanya is directly here. He's appearing. And he's appearing, of course, in Mayapur, and the Phalgun month, and the Purnima during Gaur Purnima or Holy Purnima, he appeared. And many of his associates, they appeared. Some appeared in South India. Of course, we say South India or East Bengal or West Bengal. But in those days, they were considered countries or different stans, different places. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says that not only 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya's associates appeared in different places, but at any time the associates of the Lord can appear in different countries to spread the Sankirtan movement. As we've mentioned a few times, there in Prabhupada's letters book, there's about 8 different letters where he's describing about his own disciples, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada's saying that you have appeared, all of you disciples have appeared in different countries by the arrangement of Lord Chaitanya, just to help me push on this Sankirtan movement. My Guru Maharaj has sent you. My Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, has sent all of you to help me spread this Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. And we often see nowadays how different devotees, they take birth in different countries around the world, like Russia or Germany or Canada, and later they grow up. And even if they don't immediately, when they appear, immediately at their birth, they may not exhibit the signs of pure devotion or any real particular interest in Lord Chaitanya's movement. But when they grow up at a very early age, by 17, 18, 20, or at best 20, 23, they immediately completely turn around, almost from day to night, 180 degrees turnaround. They immediately take up the Sankirtan mission, surrender fully and engage in pure devotional service to Sri Guru and Gauranga, and do fantastic service for the cause of the Lord. They travel to distant countries. They go to Australia, New Zealand, China, Japan, Africa, South America, South Africa, anywhere and everywhere. They spread the Sankirtan movement to establish temples, to install deities of Gaur Nithai, Radha and Krishna, Jagannath, distribute books and translate books into the local language of Swahili or Chinese or German or French or any number of languages. Chinese Bhagavad Gita, Swahili Bhagavad Gita, German, Finnish, Russian, Macedonian, Liberian, Syrian, Persian, Sindhi, Hindi, Bengali, Gujarati, Tamil, Manipuri, every single possible language these books are. So all these activities and wonderful services these devotees are doing, although they're not born in India, and they're not born in Brahmin families, and they're not part of the Vedic paradigm, seeming Vedic paradigm, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, that such devotees of Lord Chaitanya may take birth in various castes. Caste means Varna, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, in various countries and various times. So the time we're speaking of now in Chaitanya Bhagavat is 500 years ago. But that means even now, 1970s, 1980s, etc., devotees of Lord Chaitanya are still appearing to engage in the same mission. And whenever, and in whatever circumstances, such followers of Lord Chaitanya are born, they eagerly engage in the service of Sri Chaitanya Dev. Text 79 from Chapter 8. Sabe jani lena ishvarer avatar ananda swarupa chitta haila sabar. When all Lord Gauranga's associates understood that Vishambhar had incarnated, their hearts were filled with ecstasy. So the Ishvara avatar. So Ishvara means the supreme controller, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Ananda Sarup. So their hearts were Ananda Sarupa Chitta Sabhar. All of their hearts became the form of Ananda, Ananda Sarup. Prabhura Prahasha Deki Vaishnava Sakal Abhaya Paramanande Haila Vival. As all the Vaishnavas saw Lord Chaitanya reveal himself, they became fearless and overwhelmed with ecstasy. Prabhu Sabhari Deke Pranera Saman Sabe Prabhura Pari Shadhera Pradhan. Lord Gauranga accepted them as equal to his own life. Pranera Saman. These devotees were all confidential members of the Lord's entourage. Text 82. Vere Janre Niravari Kare Anveshan Se Prabhu Sabare Kare Prema Alingan. The Lord for whom the Vedas constantly search embraced all of the devotees with great love. Purport. The Supreme Lord is always attracted to and worshipped by spiritual propensities. The Lord is constantly searched for by all animate living entities, and in reciprocation, that Lord bestows affection on them with his loving embrace. So he's making a point that Here the description is of the Lord physically embracing the devotees that are physically, tangibly present before him. He's reaching out to embrace them. But in the purport, Bhaktisanta Saraswati is saying that anyone who attempts to search for the Lord, to try to find the Lord in his heart, to try to find the Lord in others, or see the Lord's presence in the workings of the world, workings of the material nature, the interplay, interaction of the modes of nature and the different ashramas and varnas. In his quest to see the Lord, he will actually feel some reciprocation. You try to see the Lord and the Lord will try to see you. You want to remember the Lord, you try to remember the Lord and the Lord will remember you. If you want to forget the Lord will help you forget him forever. You want to forget him, he'll give you all help, all the possible facility to forget him. He's very kind. He won't bother us. He won't say, hey, what about me? Remember me? No. He won't show his face, not even a trace of the Lord will be perceived. But if you want to remember him, and really sincerely are always praying, oh, please, Krishna, reveal yourself to me. Show yourself to me. Please help me to remember you. And then he'll, everywhere you look, you'll see him. You'll see his pastimes. For example, we were walking on the beach this morning, the famous Juhu Beach, Prabhupada Beach. And there are a group of people out there that are practicing some type of martial arts, taekwondo, karate, whatever, I don't know what they call it. Maybe it's kickboxing. There's like thousands of these things. So one teacher holds some kind of target in his hand, and then he chants some kind of Chinese phrases or something, I don't know, jing tao hao, jing hao hao, and holds his hand up like this, and then the students, they have to lean back and kick, you know, they lean backwards and then you kick with your leg, and then they have, you know, there's one operation they did, they had to lean back and kick with their leg, some kind of kickboxing, and try to hit that target, and he would stand there and hold like up like this, and they had to hit with their foot. Then they had to spin around and kick with their other foot. It's some kind of martial arts maneuver. Some type of maneuver when you're fighting in martial arts. So, dong, then spin around, dong. One foot and then the other foot. And as soon as I saw it, as soon as I saw that, I said, wow, look at these jackasses. Look at these gadas. Look at these gadas, because there's Leela, Krishna Leela called Dainakasura. One day, all the coward boys were walking with Krishna near the border of Mathura. And they said, oh, Krishna, we're very hungry. Just near here, there's some very tall trees called tall trees. Tall trees. Tall trees. They're very high, and tall is a type of palm fruit. And it's a very juicy and tasty fruit. Like you have coconut, there's date palms and coconut palms, and these are tall fruits. So the boy said, they're very juicy fruits there, but we can't get access to those fruits because there's a bunch of asses. Gada. They're living there. And if anyone gets anywhere near those trees to try to pluck those fruits or taste those fruits, then they get the asses come and kick them in the head. And rather than kicking ass, the asses kick you. And they say in colloquial slang, when someone beats the stuff out of you, are you going to beat up somebody, say you're going to kick ass? But here the asses come and kick you. And this is the way asses fight. They run up to you like this, they go, ha ha. And then they turn around and then go boom. So these people, they were standing like this and then they turn around and go boom. I said, look, they're just like jackasses. And as soon as I saw them, I thought of Dainakasura. I said, oh look, there's Dainakasura trying to attack Krishna and Balaram. Immediately my mind was seeing Krishna Leela and Talavan and Talavan forest. And I said, oh look, there's the jackass demon. And there are female jackasses and male jackasses. Because there's some female karate students or kickboxing and some male. And she was standing like this. And he goes, okay, now, don't! He says something like that. He gives some command in Chinese, kick or something. And then she goes back like this. And, you know, she weighs about 36 kilos or something. This girl weighed about 36 kilos, right? And she's as skinny as, you know, Popeye's girlfriend. Skinny as olive oil, right? And then she stands back, and then she stands back like this, you know, and goes, and she kicks, you know, her legs about as big as a pencil, right? And he goes, very good now. And then she kicks that way, and then she just turns around, you know, kick with the right leg, and then the left leg, boom. I said, wow, there's a female jackass demon and a male jackass demon. So everywhere you can see Krishna everywhere. You know, this is the thing. Krishna will help you remember everywhere. An ordinary person will see, oh, there's some skinny lady playing, you know, pretending to do karate, and her boyfriend playing karate also, or taekwondo or something. Ordinary person sees. But and he forgets Krishna because he wants to forget Krishna. He doesn't want to see Krishna. So Krishna would let him see. So we're simply chanting. As soon as we saw, we didn't even think. We didn't even think it's karate, taekwondo, and that's externally what it was. Mainly in my mind, I just saw these things. Oh, look at this. Dainakasura Leela going on in Bombay. So this is a special mercy of Krishna. Immediately, we don't even think. You don't think, oh, what is this? What does this remind me of? Is this something like Krishna? Is there anything to do about Krishna here? Can I make any connection to this with Krishna? It's not like some kind of calculation. It's like some businessman going somewhere. Oh, can I make some profit here? What profit can I make? What can I sell? No, it's me. Oh, I can do this. Boom. So it happens immediately. The same thing with a devotee. Then immediately Krishna manifests before him. Because he wants to remember Krishna. His life is centered around Krishna. Satatam smaratam Vishnu. That says, Satatam smaratam Vishnu, that one should always remember Krishna or Vishnu. And this is the devotee. The devotee wants to remember Krishna with a passion. Always remember me, never forget me. This is the cardinal rule. This is the principal regulation in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In the 64 limbs of devotion, there are 64 major limbs of devotion, but actually there's unlimited limbs. There's unlimited ways to express love and devotion to Krishna. For example, it says one of the limbs of devotion is archanam or vandanam. Or say archanam, murti puja. So murti, it just says murti puja. So someone might ask a question, well, is grinding chandan to make chandan for Chandan Yatra Utsav, is that Didi Puja? Is that Murti Puja? Because it's not listed. It's not listed in Nectar Devotion. So someone might have a doubt. Is this a limb of bhakti? Yes, it's a limb of bhakti because it's included. And it's everything. It's cleaning the deity's brass articles or cleaning the deity's silver plate. Is that bhakti? Is that a limb of devotion? Is that a bhakti anga? Yes, it is. What anga is it? Is it shravanam? Is it kirtanam? Is it smaranam? No, it's archanam. It's called tadiyanam, tadiyanam, samarchanam. Those tadiyanam means those things that are connected transcendentally. They're all worshipable. So this cleaning the brass, sweeping the temple, all the things that are connected with the deity. So that's why these are 64 major limbs. And then, for example, archanam, murti puja, archavigraha puja, does it just mean jing, ding, 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 twirling incense? No, it means offering artik, it means cooking, it means cleaning the pots, it means bathing, it means dressing, it means making clothes, it means sewing, it means picking flowers, it means making garlands. When deities are making garlands, they're also doing archanam, murti puja. So, in this way, there are unlimited limbs. But of all those unlimited limbs, the major limb of devotion is to always remember Krishna and never forget Him. And all these limbs of devotion, what are they meant for? What are they meant for? To remember Krishna. They're meant to please Krishna, because bhakti means to please Krishna. To please Krishna with actions performed for the pleasure of Krishna, done with a favorable attitude and a favorable mind, free from the covering of material extraneous material desires, and free from the covering of karma and gyan, and bhakti for bhakti's sake, no calculation, no profit motive, devotion only for the sake of devotion, love for the sake of love, service for the sake of service. So this, there's no limit to this. So the go on with the story here. So everyone's very happy. Ananda Sarup, their hearts became the form of Ananda. Their hearts took the shape of bliss to know that the Lord was among them. Nirantara Sabara Mandira Prabhujai Chaturbhuja Shad Bhujadi Vigraha Dekai. Lord Chaitanya regularly visited the house of his devotees and exhibited to them his various forms, such as his four-armed and six-armed forms. Because now that the Lord had manifested his Sankirtan pastimes, he gave up his pastimes of scholarship, his scholastic pastimes as Nimai Pundit. Now he's taken initiation. Before that, before he had taken Vaishnava Diksha from Ishwara Puri, he was displaying his pastimes of the arrogant scholar, the proud pundit, who was ready to challenge anyone and everyone and defeat them, and Vyakaran and Naya, logic and grammar, in the various fields and branches of Sanskrit. He was very keen to challenge anyone, present arguments and counter-arguments and counter-counter-arguments. After initiation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very humble and very tolerant and very much absorbed in the mood of serving the Vaishnavas. So now and then he joined the Sankirtan movement. He joined the other devotees that were already chanting privately, and he expanded the chanting and began to engage full-heartedly in the Sankirtan movement. He actually closed his Sanskrit school. So all the devotees understood his identity because he was revealing it step by step. And now in a very graphic and convincing way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing and convincing all of his followers and all of his entourage how much he was actually he's Purna Bhagavan. He is a complete form of Bhagavan, Purna Bhagavan. This Prem Purushottam, Bhagavan, Radha and Krishna combined. So when he would visit different homes, the homes of different devotees, then in one home he would display his Chaturbhuj Narayan form, with Gara Chank, Padma, like this. And then he would chakra. Then he would go to another house and show Sadbuja form, which is unique to Lord Chaitanya. We don't find any account or any description of Lord Ramachandra showing a Sadbuja form. Nor do you find Lord Krishna or Lord Narayan in any Puran or any history, in any literature, you don't find any account of Ramachandra or Vishnu Narayan or Krishna showing Sadbhuj Rupam. So what is Sadbhuj Rupam? This is a very unique transcendental form of Godhead that was displayed 500 years ago on a few occasions, three or four occasions, to Nityananda, to Srivas, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, maybe Rai Ramananda. Four or five occasions, Lord Chaitanya showed, and only Lord Chaitanya, only this form of Godhead, Radha and Krishna Yugal, displayed the form of Sadbhuj. What is Sadbhuj? Sadbhuj, Bhuj means arms, and Sad means six. Six-arm form, which means a combined form of Lord Ramachandra from Treta Yuga, with two arms holding bow and arrow, and Lord Krishna from Dwapara Yuga, with two arms holding flute, and Lord Chaitanya, the golden form. So Maryada Purushottam, Leela Purushottam Krishna, Maryada Purushottam Ram, and Prem Purushottam Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in golden form with two arms. And of course the form, the body, the chest of this particular Lord is showing this form, and the face and the chest, and possibly also the legs. They're all Lord Chaitanya. They're golden in form. And those two arms, one arm is holding the kamandalu, water pot, the symbol of a vairagi or a sadhu, sannyasi. Another hand, rather hand, and the second hand of his golden arms, in two-arm form, this is holding the danda, sannyasi danda, tree danda. So two golden arms of Lord Chaitanya, Kali Yuga, Patita Pavana Avatar. Two arms of Lord Krishna and two arms of Ram. So that's six-arm form. So now it's described, he was showing this. Shani Jaya Gangadasa Murari Aragare Acharya Ratna Roshani Chalene Mandire. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Gangadas or Murari, and sometimes he went to the house of Acharya Ratna. Niravari Nityananda Takena Samhati Prabhu Nityananda Ravi Chaira Nahi Kati. Nityananda constantly remained with Lord Chaitanya. They were never separated, even for a moment. Nityananda Sarupera Bali Nirantar Sarve Sarva Bhave Aveshita Prabhu Vishwambara. Nityananda Sarup was always absorbed in the mood of a child. Bali Bhav. And Lord Vishwambara was also absorbed in various moods. Matsya Kurma Varaha Vamana Narasingha Bhagyana Rupa Deke Charanera Bringa. According to their respective good fortune, the devotees who were like bumblebees at the lotus feet of the Lord saw the Matsya Kurma Varaha Vamana Narasingha forms of the Lord. So not only was he showing Sadbhuj and the six-arm form and the four-arm form, sometimes Lord Chaitanya was showing his korma form. Korma, that means a tortoise, kachua. Varaha form, vaman form, narasringa form, matsya. So because he's, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called the Purna Bhagavan, the complete form of Godhead, he's also called Sarva Avatari. Sarva Avatari, all the avatars, all Purusha avatars, Leela Guna, Prakash, all the avatars and forms of the Lord are within Lord Chaitanya. And he showed that. And this is one of the points that the Lord, the various incarnations of the Lord and the avatars of the Lord are all described in Shastra. It's very clear. If someone says that he's incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, or he is, what is that, Hari Dev Chaitanya, what is that poster that says also? Hari Chaitanya. Some Hari Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's some new incarnation of Lord Chaitanya that's appeared in Bombay to bless everyone. That may be a good thing, I don't know, I can't say. But as far as I can say, though, that there's no description of another form of Lord Chaitanya in the Shastras coming. He may do whatever good he does, I can't say. But everything should be mentioned in Shastra. So Lord Chaitanya, he is mentioned there, and also not only that, but by his various display of his Aishwarya and his Madhurya, everyone can understand his position. So if someone says that he is Hari Dev Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we can say, well, you say you're Hari Chaitanya or you're Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then we can say, well, you're Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you show us your Sadbhuj form? Can you show us the six-arm form? Because the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we know about has a six-arm form, a four-arm form. Can you show us your Kachua form? Can you become a transcendental turtle? Can you become Vamanadeva or can you become Nisringadeva? Obviously, the answer is no. He'll just say, you don't have the eyes to see. I can show you these forms, but you don't have the eyes to see. Then we can say, but if you're God, you can give me Divya Chakshush. You can give me the eyes to see. As Krishna gave Arjuna Divya Chakshush, transcendental eyes, you can give me the transcendental eyes. So Lord Chaitanya is in these different moods, and we'll hear more about those moods tomorrow. So this is nice description, all the devotees coming together, Lord Chaitanya, he's increasing their faith by showing some, you can basically say, miraculous miracles. If anyone has any doubts, if there's any doubting devotees in his entourage, when they see him suddenly manifest all these extraordinary rupa forms of Godhead, then they will be thoroughly convinced. If they require any convincing activity or any convincing actions, then the Lord displayed a full gamut of convincing pastimes, showing them without a doubt that I am Ram, I am Nisringa, I am Vamanadeva, I am Vishnu, I am all these. See, I'm showing all these forms. I have all these powers and all these forms within me. And upon my will, at my own discretion, I can show any of these forms at any time in any place. You want to see? Okay, I'll show you. And that's how it was. There were different devotees of different forms. Some of Lord Chaitanya's followers, although they worship Lord Chaitanya, they were also worshippers of Ramachandra. So for them, he showed Murari Gupta his form of Ramachandra. And he also showed Lakshman and everyone there. And then Murari Gupta, he revealed that Murari Gupta is actually Hanuman. That Hanuman was born, and 500 years ago he appeared in Gaur Lila. And he didn't come as a monkey or a Kimpurusha. Hanuman is Kimpurusha, he's from Kimpurusha Loka, at least in this world. He's also a Parishad of Lord Ramachandra. He has different forms. Hanuman appeared as Murari Gupta, and Murari Gupta was a Brahmin and he was a Vaidya doctor, and a bit older, quite a bit, some years older than Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya had a lot of pastimes with Murari Gupta. For the pleasure and satisfaction of Murari Gupta, who was a Ram Bhakta, Lord Chaitanya showed his own form as Ram. And Murari Gupta was very happy about that. So tomorrow we'll hear about Lord Chaitanya's Gopi Bhava.